Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Robinson. Welcome to the 90 Day Fiancé Tell All, and it's a sperm face-off.
I never thought I'd hear that word out of her mouth.
What has happened to this tell all?
Well, we're talking about edging. We're talking about getting condoms, birth control.
You mentioned this, and I did want to say it. I thought about it during our 15-minute break of when we do shows.
We take a long 15 minutes between the parts. Yeah.
Did we create this? I really think you and I might have created this.
I think it's the general rot of the world. The decadent rot that culture is happened. And we just watched a show this weekend and talked about it called Back in the Groove, where women in their 40s date younger men. And, you know, you think it's going to be more empowering. And it just didn't feel that way.
Didn't feel that way. Because you really
you can find that on our Bicurious, this month. You can find that on our $5 Patreon tier. And again, someone's watching a cat, and the cat is yelling.
I just put him in my lap, and for like 10 minutes, he's just staring at a coffee table, just looking at me.
That Spencer cat is vocal.
He's very vocal.
Tell him to mind his manners. Y'all, cats don't give a fuck.
They're getting crazy. Him and the other one are going to start zooming around. Oh, he's looking
zoomies.
At me. I'm so scared.
We're not going to be able to do the show with cats in the room. I can hear that.
Spencer, get down. Come here. Come
I on, still Stevie. Find Spencer a very interesting name.
Oh,
for
I
a
love
cat's
him.
Name.
He's a little muffin. Come on up here. You want to come up here?
No, like Muffin Time from Cameron. Muffin Time, Muffin Time, Muffin Time. Muffin Time. Yo, it's Reality Gaze. This is part two of part three of the tell-all. Oh,
God, I'm having a retrograde delay, y'all. Pray for me. Pray for me.
It has been a Stay on your mic. You keep looking at the cat.
Well, I think he's quiet now. Oh, never mind.
Put the cat in the bathroom.
I can't do that.
Or would it be worse?
Now he's rubbing on a box beside me. Okay, we can do this. It's going to be fine. What were we talking about?
I'm going to be so distracted every time that cat meows.
I think it's fine now. I don't think it's going to make any
it's
more
more
noise.
Of a chirp.
Meow. It is. It is.
All right. We only have one more week of this tell-all left.
Yes.
I'm from what we've seen, it looks like it's going to end in fireworks.
I think so, as it should. It's a tell-all. It's a that it should.
Yeah. So y'all, big news. We're announcing a kind of a new event, digital worldwide moment.
Moment.
Take
moment.
That in. Take that in like a big dick. And it's going to be a collaboration. We're going to have kind of a, it's going to be a live recap show with Mary Payne from Pink Shade.
Event, mind you, because this
event.
Is a very special, it's a, an event.
We're going to be doing the other way. We're going to be kind of dissecting that. It'll be episode 2 of The Other Way. And that's going to be on February 6th, Monday, February 6th, Monday night.
The ticket link is live, too. If you go to our Linktree link or our Linktree, whatever you want to call it, if you go to that, the link is live. And now, listen, it's only going
to
be up
You buy
for-
tickets to it.
You buy tickets to it. This is something we're trying to do. It's through Moment is its own kind of thing. It's own, and so you buy tickets to that. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time, again, on Monday, February 6th. And it's only up for a week. It's kind of like when Poodle visits the Cayman Islands. He can't be there long. He's got to get
the
out
The authorities
quick.
Will know. Yeah.
They'll know.
Got to get the money and go back. I'm definitely not taking anything illegal.
No, not illegal at all. You'll be able to interact with us. We're going to have some special guests that are going to drop in.
And there's even an after party where I may take off my clothes.
No, Mary Payne said no. She wanted to show his nipple.
This
Mary
sucks.
Payne said no. So anyway, y'all. This sucks.
I can't do anything fun.
So anyway, y'all, go to our link tree for that, and
we're
love
excited.
To see all of the sissies and all the bunkies out there.
Yeah, but this is a new thing. We want to see if we like it. The immediacy of liveness. We are live. Anything could happen.
We are excited because I think like on the 12th is going to be the Super Bowl. So we're imagining that 90 Day Fiancé is not going to air anything because that's
it's
the
not
only
going to.
That's the only time every Sunday they don't air a new show.
It's the only Sunday. Maybe they took off once for Christmas.
That's it. So Poodle thought New Year's Day, and nope.
They ran a show on New Year's Day. Fuck football. Fuck a holiday.
So anyway, it'd be a little extra perk you get that week while we have a week off.
But I want to say also that it's going to be up for a week. You can watch it live or it's on demand for a week. And then it goes away forever. So this is not something you'll be able to watch. And I'm going to bring my best crazy shit material where it's stuff that I I got to think of some real, real terrible shit to say.
I
that,
wish it was like gonorrhea, and I could just take an antibiotic, and you would go away.
Because you know what? They're not going to edit anything. It's just me, unfiltered.
Oh God! All right, everybody. Now I'm not excited for it, but whatever. It's going to happen. So check that out. Anything else? I think that's it. We talked about the Bi-Curious.
Classless is starting. Our new season of Classless is starting up with 90 Day Fiancé season 6. We just finished the Nicole and Azen wedding wet fart that happened.
It was a wet fart.
It's a wet fart. But we discovered the first mention, y'all, of the makeup store and beauty thing.
Oh,
and I it was a whole new world opened up.
They literally sissies who are messaging just saying, I started listening to you 3 years ago just for this moment. And when we watched it in our watch along, that's on the upper tier, we did not know. We did not know.
No, I did not. I did not know about the makeup store.
We were like, I'd heard about something of a makeup store. Because speaking of Pink Shade, I think it was like a tier on their.
Yeah, Nicole's makeup store.
No, it was $2. You paid for something and you got nothing. And so that's what Mary Payne said. But I'd heard of it and I went, what, in the makeup store? Okay, she'll have a makeup store one day. I did not know it was this.
But just for clarity, there is no store.
There's no store.
It's like the White Lotus or the Groove Hotel.
The Groove Hotel, yes.
Not a real place. Anywhoozers. Y'all, let's finish up this part three of the tell-all. And the only thing I can say is, let us bring you across the line. Let us edge you. let us
wow,
milk you a little
a good
bit.
Callback.
We're gonna edge you across the line. We got one more week. Bear with us. Because I'm promising we'll make it together.
We will make it together. Okay, I think yes. The cat's settling down now. I paused it, y'all, to give him a snack. He is just staring at me in the corner. I don't know if y'all can see.
He's thinking about stealing your breath.
Can you see him just staring at me?
I can, and it's creepy.
He's just looking at me. I'm totally scared. Anyway, I think it's stopped, though, now. Okay.
No!
Yo,
I think you did the worst thing of giving him a treat.
Well, no, because he's hungry all the time, so you have to feed him.
Because now he knows that if he cries, you'll give him a treat. Yeah.
I don't know
like
if that's
what a parent
true
you'd
not.
Make.
Yeah. So, y'all, we're jumping in with Bilal and Shida, everyone's favorite. Actually, kind of, I was happy to see them after all the fucking little Ed or small Ed shit.
You know, I don't know if I'm ever happy to see them. Also, y'all, there have been rumors all over the place that Shida is pregnant. And I'm kind of like,
post from somebody, then it was taken down.
I'm kind of like,
the picture looked
cool it on it, y'all. People will announce they're pregnant. It is gross when people are posting things saying, it looks like a bump here, looks like this. Fuck that. Just, y'all, let that go. Someone will announce that they're pregnant when they're ready.
Your kid has been asking for a snack for 45 minutes. Go pay attention to them.
They're fine. They get it themselves.
So they are saying, Sean says, where are y'all in the baby timeline? And Shida says, we've tried a couple of times without the condom. And then Andre.
I can't believe now we know that Bilal is fucking raw.
raw dogging it the American way.
Not something I expected to hear.
And Andre, the baby making professional, you have to do more than that. More than 2-3 times. I don't know, but I don't know if he can. And Bilal says, oh, I got it, my friend. I got more kids than you.
Again, then it just turns into a dick swinging contest, and I'm just like, let's move on.
And Sean said a sperm face off. Yes, let's talk about this herbalist, shall we?
The never before seen, y'all. They're at this kind of herbal store and looking at some stuff for, and of course, Bilal's like, I went in there looking for things for her. But then he was basically talking to me. I don't know why he's doing that.
I don't know why he's talking that. Because Bilal did say, we skipped over this, he did say, I said, let's go and do it. I saw how emotional she was after that fight, and I said, let's do it.
And so he's the savior. How nice.
Again, it's kind of like Kimberly and Usman. We actually didn't get to see the biggest plot of their storyline.
No, you're right. And it is kind of annoying. Because that would have been a great, I don't understand why that wasn't the end of their season.
Yeah,
it is
honestly,
a little weird.
They should have gone back and for Kimberly and Usman, and for they should have gone back and recreated it and filmed it.
Y'all, they massage these storylines like a motherfucker. It's ridiculous that I guess they wanted us to save it. So now we're just saving things for the tell-all.
New information should come out in the tell-all. So I mean, I will say this tell-all gave us a lot of new information, including this guy telling Bilal, have you heard of edging? Now, Poodle, you described this earlier to Mary Payne when we spoke to her, but it wasn't recorded.
And her face was admittedly shocked.
I'm quite familiar with edging as
me
well.
Too.
But yeah. I feel like you would be a better person to describe this because you're smarter than I am.
Well, edging is a phenomenon that happens when you kind of, when a man or a woman helping a man.
Because Andre says, you'll just hold it till you're about to do it. That's not true.
No. You actually get yourself to about to climax or ejaculation, and then you pull right back. And then you can do that several times. You're going close to the edge of glory, if you will.
If you will. Although Lady Gaga meant that about her grandparents dying. So,
is that what that song is about?
That song is about her, either both of them, or I think her grandfather was with her grandmother, and one of them was dying and basically telling them, like, it's okay to go on and leave without me. You're on the edge of glory.
So I basically got fingered in a gay club with a song about that. Interesting. What's been done to that song? What activity has accompanied that? What gay deviancy has accompanied that song? And it's actually about the death of her grandparents. Wow.
One of
her
grandparents. It is.
Sorry, Grandma.
Sorry, Grandma. Okay, I think the cat's going in the other room.
Stop.
Okay, so it is.
Anyway, that's edging. When you climax, it's bigger. It's a bigger climax.
I can testify, someone who's been on the receiving end of a man who's edged, it's true.
Yeah. It's a gusher.
It's true.
Mount St. Helens.
You look like a butt cake by the time you're done.
A butt cake.
No, that's not
too like more like the geyser, Old Faithful.
Yes. Foo. Yep. We had a big one today, folks. Now look, if you're interested, since we've already talked about Treasure Island, I would recommend chaosmen.com to look for many edging videos. That's where I first learned about it.
Yeah, they have some of those.
A lot of times, I just want to say, a lot of times men, when they edged, are blindfolded or even have bald. There's a whole thing where they
can't. I
think
that was specifically for chaos men, I have a feeling, because the idea is they were straight. They were straight, so they didn't see another guy doing it.
Yeah, but there is a thing in culture of like, people edging other men.
Yes, that is true.
I had a friend that was going to, for his own kind of like, it was like a therapist / edging teacher. He was paying someone.
Were they accredited? I don't know if that was a therapist as much as a sex worker.
Regardless, they got a lot of use out of it. So...
an edging teacher. I wonder if there was insurance for that.
I don't know. I don't
know. Doubtful.
Did they take the boards?
I'm sure it's some type of sex therapy, but I don't know if it's... Hopefully your partner would be there, not the person doing it to you.
I just want to say, when Sean said, again, Sean Robinson, has anyone here heard of edging? And Andre says,
yes, I know what
it
is.
Yes, I'm the one. I know all about it.
And I leaned in.
Yeah, when he said that, I kind of went somewhere.
Me too.
And he basically says, now, and we do find out right after that, after we hear, for a lot of people watching, we learn a new sexual technique. And... right after that, we find that now Shida wants to build her business. And now
she flip-flopped on him.
Yeah, she flip-flopped. She's a flipper-flopper.
She wants to find herself in America. And she said, my life just started to blossom. And so now I'm the one that tells him to wrap it up.
What do you make of this?
I think their tell-all segment was Fraudacity.
Fraudacity. Thank you. That's what I. That's what feels like to me.
With the thing at the end, this is the producers are like they probably. I know Spencer. It's very upsetting. the producers probably honestly.
I've seen this before.
They listened to other people, and honestly, they probably fucking listened to us, and they went, "This guy's getting a bad edit. How do we redeem this guy?"
You're going to need more than that.
But this idea that now he sees how sad she is and he just all wants to help her because he now is just a redeeming.
But he doesn't, but it's so, if they're thinking they're saying he's doing it for her, that's still shitty. The fact that he should want to have a baby with her.
Yes.
The story they're writing for him is still awful. He's like, "Well, she was sad, so I'm going to give her a baby."
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that, you know what? That always cures sadness.
Now,
you know, it's always ridiculous.
Again, y'all get married or have the baby, it will fix everything. And
exactly.
You know what?
Everyone knows when you're having a bad relationship, you have a baby. It fixes everything.
And when I go to that baby shower, as I leave, I'll say, "I wish you the best.
I wish you the best.
I wish you the best.
Let the healing begin."
I feel like we're going to talk about something that was either. I think you're going to have a strong opinion on this of. Poodle, how do you feel about joint banking accounts?
While I understand I understand it. I think Bilal doesn't want Shida to know. He says it's because, well, we get into this weird thing. The whole Bilal segment could have been called "Women Are Bad with Money." Because, you know, Bilal's like, you know, Shida's a woman. As soon as she gets money, she spends it. That's what women do.
That's right. What
and
women
Ed's
do.
Like, yeah. And they get it, they get his friend Chris in there. It's like, men's rights now.
Well, that's what he basically says. Shida's saying, Bilal's saying, "What do I do? I try to teach her, but then I'm told that I'm mansplaining. So how do I help her with money?" And
so let's bring in someone else to mansplain it to her.
But no, y'all, it's not that because Sean Robinson asked some good questions this tell-all because she said, "Shida, do you know how much he makes?" And Shida said, "I have no idea of how much he makes." And I went, "That's a problem."
You know someone's, who knows how much she makes?
The ex, Shahida.
Ex.
Shahida knows, y'all.
Yeah.
She knows every fucking cent he makes.
Yeah. And
mark my words on that.
And I think he's trying to do things. That's why Shida's his kind of plaything.
Yes.
Shida is now his wife who he'll never let her really be an equal to him. And he basically says, "I made that mistake once. I let a woman in too much, and look what she did. She took everything from me." Because he's been very vocal at saying, "I just think that, you know, what if I do this for you and then you decide to leave me," and he'll never fully let her in.
Never.
Y'all.
I think Yara's the one who made sense of it when Yara said, "Well, it's clearly obvious." She said, "She doesn't want to have a baby with someone she feels like doesn't trust her."
Yep. Dead on.
I think 100% it. I think Shida actually is not telling us how smart she got.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is how they don't eat movie popcorn, which I understand. It is very expensive. I also need to say that regular popcorn is not the same as movie theater popcorn. Movie theater popcorn is delicious. It's a whole other echelon of popcorn.
It is a whole other echelon. Although I did just get the Tabitha Brown popcorn at Target, and that shit is good.
Better than movie theater popcorn?
No. Also, something just fell behind me, and a cat went, and I don't want to look.
The cats are it's on your furniture, I can tell you that.
I'm terrified.
You're dead tonight.
I think movie theater popcorn is worth it. It's like...
It's definitely worth it. It's too expensive, but... I say get the popcorn. We're not guaranteed another day, y'all. Get the movie theater popcorn. Now, also, I'm someone who doesn't love butter, a lot of butter. So when the other person wants butter.
Yeah. Shut up. You'll eat it whichever way it's served to you, because I've seen that's you true. Eat the whole bag. I will say,
it's bad.
This is something that makes me feel a little bit better, especially for smaller theaters, y'all. That's basically how movie houses make their money, or from concessions. They don't make a lot of money from actually buying the tickets. That goes back to the film they have to the studios. Yeah. So just so you know, yes, it is expensive, but you are supporting a theater. And that's God true. Knows after the pandemic, theaters do need support in a lot of them.
Amen.
So
amen. Think I about love it, going to the movies.
Let's go to the movies.
Yeah. Y'all, we're getting into the Golden Globes just happened. We're full on Oscar season. Do you think?
I'm about to get SAG Award shit.
What is one movie you've seen that you want to win? That you want to at least be nominated? What's your big Oscar pick? What's your big Best Picture Oscar pick?
Falling for Christmas.
I guess I should see which one of the movies you've seen that wasn't a superhero movie.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I just watched Teen Witch again. That's a really good. You know what?
What have you seen this year?
Catch Me If You Can. That was a great movie. That should get nominated for an Oscar.
Again,
saw it.
A retroactive Oscar.
Oh, okay. Well, I just
said, instead of watching the movies in contention, you're watching Catch Me If You Can on planes.
It's good to me. I thought it should have won something.
Oh, I just want you to be relevant.
It was a little shocking to me that Brendan Fraser did not win for The Whale. I got so much hype for the Golden Globes, and he did not win.
He didn't. I think he didn't want to come because he was basically groped by that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point.
He wasn't going to win that one.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about movie, so I wasn't even talking about performances. I was asking you what's a movie you'd like to see up there.
I mean, I'm excited for Everything All at Once.
Yeah.
Which, just because
I loved that movie.
That's kind of what I don't know what's going to win. I actually want to see the Fableman's Fatal. I wanted to see it anyway. I just never got it.
It's a long shot for me because it's got Crouching Tiger won. That's true. But Crouching Tiger was more of an art film than Everything Everywhere All at Once is. My pick is still my favorite thing I've seen was Triangle of Sadness. And I've talked about it before.
But was it not? It wasn't even nominated for Golden Globe, was it?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. But it's more Oscar bait than it is Golden Globe because it's got more social messages. I loved Women Talking. Oh my God. But
what's
that'll be
more
direct. What's
the movie with Cate Blanchett that she was nominated
Tar.
For?
Tar is fantastic.
Oh, it's I more do want to see the Colin Farrell movie.
It's on streaming. So the next time we talk, I want you to watch that movie. So because within the weather, it's fantastic. It's probably the best picture of the year, in my opinion.
I'm gonna get them all, most all of them for streaming.
It's on streaming.
I know, but the ones that aren't on streaming that are still newly out, I'm about to get them all. I'm excited.
But it's
that thing that you have where you get food for free, even though it's still streaming. It just makes me go, ooh, I get this for
I get
free
it.
When it's not out on
I'm just,
streaming yet.
I'm just saying I don't want 4 weeks to roll by and me say, yeah, that's out. And you're like, oh, I haven't watched it yet.
We need to move on.
Exactly.
We're talking about, basically, you went off about popcorn, which is fine. Now I want it. Yara kind of says she's a grown ass woman and wants to own her business. And the blog goes in but I'm mansplaining. And so that's when Chris shows up again.
Speaking of mansplaining,
and speaking of irrelevant guests that we have never met,
who we've never met.
Check,
and I know why.
Sissy Caroline's bingo card. Ding, ding, ding.
As soon as Utris shows up, I went, oh, we have to have someone who will act as a proxy for Bilal.
This is why this was all for Audacity. As producer said, Bilal, we've got to make you look better. Who can fight your fight for you?
And they chose Chris.
But that's it. Because he's Chris's, Bilal's friend. And guarantee you, y'all, on the next Happily Ever After, because I'm calling you now, they will be on Happily Ever After. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think maybe because we've talked about, maybe it feels their diversity quotient, but they are going to keep Matt Sharp Productions love Shida and Bilal, even though no one else does. I like
what
Shida.
What it does is gives them a perspective of Black America and as well as Islamic America.
It does. And it's
a weird, like, kind of sick watch for a lot of people. A lot of people hate watch.
He's just so abhorrent. I'm like, casting, instead of putting them on, do a better job of casting and find other people in Black America and put on this show, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
There's a lot, so do your job.
Yeah, I think, also, I think, remember, these people, they can't just ask people to film.
Especially,
lot of people don't have good experiences with the first time they do it, and then they see their edit and they're like, holy shit. So of course they're going to get influencers. People who want to be influencers. So I just want to do one thing that Ed said is Ed defended the whole bank account. He's like, you know, you got a teacher to be really better with money. Just y'all, again, Ed has the worst possible take. It's almost genetically engineered.
Worst possible take. So when Chris shows up, he's like, Bilal has a good sense of humor. And he said, Bilal isn't mansplaining. He said, why shouldn't Bilal give her the best chance to win? And Kim Bully, I rolled her eyes out of her fucking head and no, I guffawed.
I wrote down, Chris is actually mansplaining the act of mansplaining.
Yes,
it was something to see. So he goes on. Utrus shows up
As I hoped and knew she would. And before we get to that, we're going to talk about Utrus when we get back.
Okay.
This little break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Wow, this Chris, he's a really smart guy. Again, worst takes possible. Chris is basically yelling at Utrus.
Yeah, Utrus shows up and Utrus, Sean says, how do you think the relationship is today? And Utrus says, well, I think he micromanages a lot. And then Chris immediately like says, that's a mischaracterization.
What man doesn't want to lead his family? Ah, men's rights now. It's so bad. This guy's rough, y'all.
He literally says, he's like, oof. I'm not defending just this man. I'm defending men across the board.
I'm defending all men because this is something all you women do. And Ed's like, yay.
So they show the clip where Uterus says, well, if you forget to take your birth control pills, you'll just get pregnant anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Spencer the Cat watched that part. They're very excited.
Like, you go, girl.
You go, girl.
Spencer has strong reproductive opinions. Now, we said that on the thing. Y'all, none of us thought this was a good idea. This was not good to do to anyone mess with, to basically trick anyone to having a baby with you, or it's a betrayal.
Why are you out there tricking men? Why are you tricking men? Oh. Exactly, Kat.
Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you. This podcast is a joke.
It is. I've said that for years. I've been saying that for years. Now there's just a soundtrack of a cat the whole time. This is off the rails about as much as the road episode was.
No, this is almost kind of on when there was all that music in China. So I feel like this is me getting you back from that.
And the birds. And the birds.
Yes. Yes.
So they are, the Chris is basically like, well, I'm defending men. They get this all across the board. And it just, at one point, they're even saying, I think even Liz says, you're giving really bad advice here.
Liz, kind of the whole cast goes, they're all on Uterus's side. And as soon as they watch that clip, you kind of see all their faces go,
well, it was time for Uterus to probably say, maybe I shouldn't have gotten involved in their actual reproductive questions. Maybe I shouldn't have.
Well, but Shida involved her.
Yeah, that's, but it's still, it's not a good take to basically say,
I mean, not if I'm coming at Shida, but I have to say, Bilal is just doing what Shida's been doing all along, is Shida does let other people do her dirty work.
No, she does. You're exactly right.
And Bilal is just doing the same.
So, you guys, the last thing we hear is they're like, so the baby's going to wait then because we're not sure. And Bilal's like, well, hold a minute, second. Last time we were in New York, the trip didn't go well, but I want to, he gets in on one knee. Will you have my baby?
Yeah, I want to have a good memory of New York. Will you? And he gets out a onesie, and I wrote, someone got a PR team.
Yeah, definitely. And Yara goes, why are you not romantic, Jovi?
Jovi, why are you not romantic, Jovi? And so literally, Shida's crying, and Sean says, Shida, does this change the timeline? And almost you could feel like a Hans Zimmer score would just start swelling in.
Boom, boom.
And
Not Hans Zimmer, something less abrasive. It's the Alexandre Desplat, the beautiful French style.
Can you say that again, more pretentious?
I said it the French way. Alexandre Desplat. What? How do you say it? Wow. Alexandre Desplat.
Desplat. That's what I say. And yes, so music swells. Shida, is this changing? I think so. I just hope I'm able to be a mom and not wait too long. And then Yara says, or who is it? Kimberly? Someone says, you're going to be a good mom. You're going to be a great mom.
So Chris, and they're like, Chris, Uterus, thanks. We're going to leave it there. So
we're going to leave it there.
All the new things that we kind of dug up with problems that Bilal
let's bury it.
Let's bulldoze this shit because guess what? We're having a baby and it's fine.
This is the part of like that.
I hate this shit. I hate this tactic.
It is that part of kind of this backwards thinking morality of 90 Day that like having a baby saves everything. Y'all, she still doesn't know how much fucking money he makes. That's abysmal.
She still doesn't trust him.
A spouse should know how much money their spouse they're married to makes, I think.
Maybe no,
other
you're
people
right.
Don't
I
agree
think,
with that, but I think that's...
My question would be, why are you worried? Why are you worried about someone finding out? Why are you worried about your partner knowing?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have to hide?
Right. I don't know.
Spencer
I think
agrees.
And I think that Shida doesn't trust Bilal. Bilal completely does not trust Shida.
Bilal doesn't trust women, full stop.
Yeah.
And doesn't like them, which is why he and Small Ed have bonded.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Yeah. Well, then Chris go out and go to the men's rights convention.
Chris can go fuck himself. What a piece
what
of shit.
What do we want?
Moment.
Men's rights. What do we want it now? We're feeling insignificant. You're fine. You're fine.
You're fine. You're fine.
Fucking. We need to move on to Jenny and Submit. This puts a bad taste in my mouth.
We do.
Anytime they give these fuckers any type of airtime, pisses me off.
It does. It does. Yeah.
I was shocked at how kind of like overwhelmingly such a good feeling came out of me of this last segment.
Who knew? Who knew?
So y'all, Jenny and Submit, and I just
we're apart and it's hard. We're not together.
The one thing you can say is they, even though the first thing Sean says, do you think you're maybe a little codependent? And Submit's like, oh yeah, I'm definitely codependent.
Oh,
like
100%.
Like I miss my mom. I mean, I miss Jenny when she's not here.
I miss my mom, my chicken. Mock, Jenny. But even Jenny says, it made me laugh because she just says, oh yeah, we're codependent. He does everything for me. And I went.
And I went. Maybe that's love.
I mean, Submit says, I'm depending on Jenny for my happiness because her response to what I do for her makes me happy. And I went, oh, holy fuck.
Well, here's the thing. At least there's happiness there. But that's what we're left with.
That's true. That's true. But there's a lot more happiness there than there is in Bilal, Shida, Ed, Liz. Yeah.
And all the cast go, oh, that's so sweet. They're codependent, everybody.
Yeah. If I was there, I would have been like, ugh.
So they do bring up the thing of they show the comments of Submit saying, if I'll just adopt a kid, I'll have a child. So through surrogacy, and Jenny is shocked. She's like, I told you it was just like, this is not something I was going to ever have.
No more chicks. They're just eggs.
Submit says something we've always known. He's like, it was just a conversation. In other words, I'm just pacifying my family until they die. He's saying the quiet part out loud because he knows the brother and sister-in-law don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck if he has kids. In fact, his brother's probably telling his wife, my brother would be a really shitty father.
Yeah. And I like Angela saying, kind of got it, and said, yes, well, I told Michael, he got plenty of time when I die. And Jenny's like,
just do it. Because, you know, I'm still smoking. It ain't going to be long.
Angela, even with her weight loss, the habits that she doesn't look well. And
as people said, y'all, Sean Robinson is older than Angela.
I still can't believe it. Wow.
And I know that black women don't age as much as white women do.
Sean Robinson
still
takes care of herself.
I'm like trying to think of who's a, because Angela's 60, right?
No, she's like late 50s.
But so Sean Robinson is 60 years old, though. 60. We do know that. Yeah. Sean Robinson.
Angela is late 50s.
What? So I'm just clicking. The most, now granted, these are actresses, but women over 60. No, not Christie Brinkley. Come on. That's not a real person. She's a model. I'm trying to think. Okay. She's a model too, but well, like Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis. And she's never had work done. How old is Jamie Lee Curtis? Let's see how old she is. She is 64 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Angela looks 10 years older than Jamie Lee. And Jamie Lee Curtis has at least five years. And Jamie Lee Curtis has never had plastic surgery and said she never
will. She says
she's
that,
She's a very staunch supporter of it. That is a good,
Whoa. Jamie Lee Curtis was so good in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
She was. There's a lot of memes that are talking about women be a Jamie Lee Curtis and that be is they said if you look at the pictures you almost think Jamie is the one who won the Golden Globe because she was so
celebrating Michelle Yeoh. Yeah,
she did do a weird thing with that film where she tried to say like that film's a great superhero movies and then tried to dog and say all the Marvel movies are terrible. So it's like that was a weird thing.
Oh, she said that. I heard that too and I was like, Stan, just don't worry about it.
It was weird. I really like her, but that was a weird thing.
I think Marvel movies can coexist beside those movies and I don't know.
I think it's a different type of movie, yeah.
Well, I don't think any of those movies will ever be nominated for an Oscar. Unless it's in editing or
Black Panther. Wait, was it Black Panther that was? Yeah. Is Wakanda Forever nominated? Black Panther.
There's no Oscar. I don't know if it was nominated for Best Picture or not.
No, it wasn't Best Picture. It won for something.
I know there were some performances in it that were nominated, but I don't think any of those movies it's not award show bait. It's just not what we look for when we look for that's just how we are.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then we bring on the father, brother, and sister-in-law, Anil and the brother. And y'all, the sister and brother are basically like, well, we're better, but the dad and mom are kind of the same. And dad's like, actually, that's not true.
The dad, Anil.
Anil says he's talking to his mom now, quite sweetly, as he says.
He's quite sweetly, and Sumit agrees.
He just whispers in his mother's ear.
Very, very gently. He says very gently and very sweetly. He said their relationship now is much more normal, but she's not here today because she's not going to accept it because they are married. And now, Sumit says, Jenny and I are married now. I want acceptance of that. And so Sean asks Anil, she said, well, are you accepting of Jenny? And he kind of pauses and he says, they have blessings from me. He said, they are already married. What can I do?
Silence.
They both have a blessing from me. And Jenny goes.
And at one point, I felt my heart just kind of burst for Jenny at that moment.
Really? I'm just so sad.
That's all she's wanted.
I know, but I'm just so dead from it all. I feel so bad. I'm just bleeding out my asshole at this point in an alley going, when is it going to happen?
But what I'm saying is she hasn't had a win for years.
Jenny got married.
She got married, but it was in a secret ceremony. And the
sister-in-law and the brother say, she's like, we don't want to ruin their marriage. And they actually say, we actually like Jenny. We are okay doing things with her. But they're going to go to family things. But for right now, Jenny can't go to family things.
Right.
And Libby kind of says,
Jenny's like, I'm okay with that.
Jenny's like, that's fine. I don't really want to go to that. And Libby's like, well, if she acts normally, I don't think that's fair.
I think her family situation is completely different. And
Usman says you don't understand the culture. You're an American. It's a different culture.
I think every time you even talk about Jenny's relationship with you have to see it through the lens of Indian culture here because there's no definition that cannot include that viewpoint. It's just how society.
Well, yeah, did the American card work? Because they start to talk about Sumit coming to America, and he said, again, we've had a change of heart this time.
It might
we've
have.
Had a lot of change of hearts on this tell-all because Sumit said, not permanently, but I will get a visa and I'll come for some time, but just for a bit. You and know, I went, is that what changed her family's somewhat position when they worry about him moving
yeah,
her permanently?
Maybe Jenny was right. Kind of bully move.
Maybe
to
she's
say,
a smart
Sumit's
chicken.
Sumit's going to come to America with me.
She's a smart
Let's not
chicken.
Go that far. But... And what's interesting here is, and then at one point, Jenny at the very end just goes, miss you, to the family. I just picture like Forrest Gump waving.
Everybody's just saying, there
like waving
again.
At Lieutenant Dan or something. I love you. And they're like, God, get me away from this chicken.
Life is like a hen house. You never know when you're going to get a bad egg.
I don't know. Boy, I'd probably have a lot of opinions if Jenny was in my family too. Family Sumit,
I think so too. We didn't hear from Jenny's daughter and wife.
No,
so which was odd because they came over there, but
it is weird. We did not hear from them.
We did not.
You know
hear
what?
From
they
them.
Might have been on it, and they didn't air it.
Maybe it almost made me feel like are we going to get a new cast of Happily Ever After, a lot of newer people, because it felt like they were wrapping up storylines for a lot of people.
Well, here's the thing. Jenny and Sumit are going to ride this as long as they can because they like the money they get.
Yeah, but you can't tell me Kobe and Emily aren't going to be on Happily Ever After eventually.
I would love that.
I think they're going to be on.
I think Yara and Jovi are going to ride it for till the wheels fall off.
I think Yara and Jovi forever.
They're going to continue to fraudacity us. I think Angela will be there as long as they can, as long as there's a storyline.
Yeah.
If they have to manipulate one. I don't know how much longer Liz would film. Big Ed will as long as he possibly can.
Oh yeah,
I think Shida and Bilal will film as long as they can. I don't know if there's a. I think for Matt Sharp, yes. I don't know if there's a huge appetite, for the public for them, because at least for some people, people love to hate watch Angela. People love to hate watch Big
Ed.
Well,
we know for a fact they don't want it. We know that the way they feel on this show, they want to create people that are controversial, not that are liked.
Exactly. And who aren't beloved. And I think they want people who are going to be talked about.
Because y'all, some of you talk about how much you hate Angela and you message and tweet about it all the time. So guess what? You're talking about her.
Yeah,
you're talking about her all the time. So if you don't want Angela to be on there, talk about her.
That's
don't
your
tweet
win.
About her. Don't yeah. message it. And guess what? It'll stop happening.
That's true. It is.
So anyway, we think we're done. So, we're like, what a nice ending to the tell-all. Everybody can go home. And Sean says,
Jovi,
I want to circle back about something that happened last night.
I want to talk about an Instagram feed because that's where we are now.
That's where we are.
And so, and Angela says, nope, that's fake. It's not how he talks.
Not how he texts. No, it's not how he texts us.
Texas. Yeah, it's not how he texts.
She said that Instagram profile's fake.
It's not how he Arkansas's.
And then this is where I call again fraudacity. Because Sean just says, are you like the producers basically were saying, we gotta end this with something dramatic. So Sean brings up, are you okay with Usman and Michael hanging out? Absolutely not.
What do you think she's going to say? What do you think she's going to say?
I mean, like, who gives it's such a flying fuck? It doesn't even matter.
Well, they want a strong response out of Angela here. And
they
so,
do, but I just felt like I feel like this was super massaged.
It's also baiting her, too. And
yeah.
She, at one point, she tells Usman, I'm fucking him, you're not. But there was, like, raining. And she's like, oh, it's really raining there. Usman, is it raining there? And Michael's like, it's raining here too. And there was like,
because we're in
point,
the same hotel.
Yeah. Or there were two hotels across the street. So, and he's like, Usman, you better not go over there. And basically, Angela's like, they're taking a break. And Angela's like, take off your microphone. I'm calling you. And she says, I'm not happy about you being in the same hotel.
And I wrote, who cares about this shit? And then we're left with Michael saying, I've got to go talk to Usman. And you see him going two buildings over to see Usman. I full on believe the rain sound was fake. It was all just a plant. I believe it.
It was a rain stick that someone was just.
We never saw the rain. We just heard it. We just heard it. We never saw it. Yes, it was a rain stick.
True.
Fraudacity.
God, I wanted a rain stick so badly. I don't know what I would have done with it. Put it up my butt.
I was going to say, you would have stuck it up your ass.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Father Poodle, is it raining in here? No, it's 70 and sunny outside. Well, why is it raining in the basement again?
Jay Bird's playing with that rain stick again.
Well, it sounds kind of muffled. Wonder why. Guess I got
Stop playing with that rain stick.
I can't get to it now. Sorry, Mama. It's a thundering.
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
That's all I have in me after this day.
I really, really hope they don't try to use the beginning of this to jumpstart us into another Angela meltdown. And I just, I don't know what it does. I don't know what
I am tired.
Does.
I'm done. Like,
I'm tired. One more episode.
One more episode, y'all. And then we have again, I'm going to bring it up again. I shouldn't after what they just put us through, but if y'all, you've got to watch Love in Paradise season 2, just binge it. It's such a beautiful bouquet of messiness after this, of organic messiness after this.
It is organic.
Bullshit of hay. Yeah. Yes. After this bullshit of hay, you need to watch it because it's great. It's on Discovery Plus, or it's been coming out on TLC. Our episodes are dropping on Wednesdays. It's coming out 2 episodes a week on TLC. Again, or on Discovery
some
Plus.
Of you,
you need to watch
still
it.
Some of you are still asking us when on Patreon it came on. It's a couple months back if you're on our Patreon. A
couple months back, so you got to search
But we
for
are
it.
Dropping it on our free feed. So if you are on the Patreon and you're on the commercial free tier, the $8 tier, you can listen to it commercial free. You just need to go back a couple of months and use that Patreon search feature.
Exactly.
And the cat is really, really...
Spencer the cat loves Danielle and Johan, and they're going to be on the other way. So if you, that's what I'm telling you all. If you don't think you know Danielle until you've seen her on a season of Love in Paradise, you have to watch. It's so good.
You're my wife, what she tells him in the thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that asshole. She's such an asshole.
She's such an asshole. All right, y'all. We got to go. I got to go feed this cat. Poodle's got to go feed his cat, but I don't think that's a literal cat.
It's a different kind.
We'll see you next week. Go to our Instagram. Follow us there or our TikTok. Again, click on our link, that link on our Instagram or TikTok to get our Linktree link to get your tickets for an event with Mary
our
Payne.
Worldwide digital event.
Yes, I think we're calling it Reality Shade. We just decided in a text.
Yeah,
I just
Reality
saw
Shade.
It.
We think.
No. They just, you missed the text. Like, Caitlin, we've all decided it. It's called Reality Shade. So,
okay. Well, that was the one that I wanted. So,
we're good. So, that's all she cares about. So,
I suggested it.
Wow. Y'all, that's it. We call these people lonely arts because aren't we all just lonely arts looking for love in all the wrong places, dudes?
Yes. And if you are concerned about the state of men's rights in this country, and men's rights in general,
yeah,
call us. Men's rights now!
You know what? Don't
call Chris.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Exactly. Fuck off. Fuck off with your men's what men need. Fuck you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.